On the KSRO live line is the director of Permit Sonoma, Tennis Wick. Good morning, Tennis.
Good morning, Pat.
Good to talk to you this morning. And it was
Likewise. Yesterday,
the North Bay Business Journal SSU Economic Summit, an annual event. Did it follow along the lines of the State of the County a couple of weeks ago?
It did, with even more detail about Sonoma County. My first time there as a panelist, usually as an audience member. But what I always love is Rob Eiler, the economist from Sonoma State,
yes,
giving us his forecast for our county as opposed to the national or state forecast.
So yeah, that's really important to us.
A lot of good information about our local economy.
How are we doing and where are we going?
According to Rob, we're doing well. And that this the factors that he tracks indicate that we've got at least another couple of good years of economic growth before we start seeing any effects of an economic slowdown.
And that's interesting, and I love to hear the positive nature of these things, and yet I wonder, as we all do, that we've had a pretty good economic run thus far, even through our fires, and yet all good things must come to an end, but that's not in sight at this point?
Well, not within the next 2 years. So what he's looking at is the interest rates still being favorable for people of your and my age. We remember when buying homes meant 10% interest rates or higher. So even though people are seeing an uptick now, it's still historically low and beneficial to the market. What we were focusing on in the housing discussion was really the lowering of regulatory constraints, increasing opportunities, and then looking for what are those things that are still making it difficult to build housing, and it really came down to the cost of construction, labor and materials. We've got a labor shortage with all the, a hot economy before fires, and then post-fires in California and all the other calamities in North America. There's just tons of diversion of materials and labor to those efforts.
Yeah,
and
so
that means that our regular housing market is having to compete for those same workers.
Yeah, we knew this was going to be a problem once our fires hit, not knowing, of course, the calamity that was to follow all of that. In terms of the rebuild, I'm sure there was much discussion about that yesterday at the Economic Summit. What's your take on our rebuilding efforts so far?
Fire survivors are doing an incredible job. As of this morning, we have at least 780 homes permitted of the 2,000 lost in the unincorporated area and 40 accessory dwelling units permitted and under construction, 21 of the 72 bridges lost. So amazing that probably by June of this year, we'll be halfway through the rebuild. Now as insurance claims and the support that people receive from insurance companies starts running out, a lot of those difficult issues around whether people have enough money to rebuild are really going to come to bear.
How imperative is the next 6 months of decision-making to the future of our community?
It's vital. And I think fortunately, we started laying the groundwork for the kind of housing that we needed before the fire. It's just become more acute. And I want to thank your station, the Press Democrat, the folks who got the word out when less than a month ago we put a plea to the public for housing sites that we don't see yet that they did.
Yeah.
And within 4 days, we had about 55 calls from people, contacts, regarding about 100 acres of property that could yield up to 2,000 units.
So we're talking about private property that would be purchased by the city, county?
Private property that still would be in private ownership.
Okay.
But for whatever reasons, wasn't being identified for its full opportunity. And through this process and the public being involved, they've helped identify the sites. We've already had an application in for over 150 units of apartments, and we expect to approve that design review application in April. have them under construction later this year. We've had investors coming in to look at a new type of housing, cottage development. So I thank you, public. We need your help, and you've been doing it wonderfully so far. We need you to continue doing it.
Is there any concern, Tennis, about the relaxation of restrictions as we, you know, make a real effort to get more housing built? Is there any concern that the relaxing of those restrictions could result in problems going forward in the future?
Well, I think there's a couple of things that protect us. One is we don't want to have a low quality of residential construction. So while we have guaranteed densities for people, which gives them certainty for investment, we still require design reviews. So we're still looking for a high quality of design. The other thing that some folks are concerned about is sprawl, which I totally understand, but we are completely respecting urban growth boundaries, the voters supported and approved community separators, and we are conducting environmental review for all of these sites, whether it's happening on an individual basis or a program that we have underway now to help do that environmental. So we're not skipping anything. We are not. We are respecting the urban growth boundary and the community separator. We're just giving it more attention.
And with all of the paperwork that crosses your desk, Tennis, all the potential permits, I can't even imagine what your desk looks like. But as we rebuild and as we build these brand new apartment buildings and such, are we building better?
Oh, I think so. I mean, so a lot of the housing stock we lost to the fire was from the 40s and 50s. So just by the nature of rebuilding to today's code, it's going to be more fire safe, more energy conservative, this next round of building codes that's coming up in 2020 will really bring about much more energy conservation.
And that's statewide?
Yeah, we're building better.
Okay, that's very good, because I know there are still some people who are hung up on the fact that rebuilding should not take place in certain locations, fire-prone locations, and that's just not going to fly, is it?
No, and people have a right. If you have a lot, you have a right to develop it, and this is California. I mean, you know, other people refer to fires, floods, earthquakes as disasters, and to us, we've learned it's just life. And just about every one of us in Sonoma County has property that is subject to one of those potential calamities. So we just have to be smart about how we build there and how we mitigate the risk.
Yeah, that's all you can do, I think, in the end. So the best thing to come out of the SSU Economic Summit to you was?
That economic conditions are going to be favorable for the next couple of years. That we've got the right attitude towards housing and the cooperation of the public and private sector. We just need to keep the tempo going and not get tired.
Not get tired. Yeah, that's a tall order, but I don't know. It feels like we've been tired for a couple of years now, or at least 18 months, as it were. But
my inspiration is fire survivors. Their reward at the end of the day is coming home and having to figure out claims, design, construction, something they've never done in their life, and they're doing it so well and building community at the same time.
Yeah, building community, and also most of them doing this with a full-time job or two, you know? So the fact that that much can be accomplished outside the constraints of a full-time job is mind-boggling to me.
Yeah, our clients kick ass.
Yes, they do. It is 9:44 at KSRO. Tennis, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, Pat. Go Mustangs.
Yes, go Mustangs. He's a fellow San Marinite like me. That is the director of Permit Sonoma, Tennis Wick, talking about the SSU Economic Summit and the words from SSU Economics Professor Robert Eiler yesterday. And we speak with Dr. Eiler several times a year, and he is one of those economic guys that can actually make sense of it to us regular folks. So appreciate that information.